Exodus. Andy Hertzfeld had taken a leave of absence after the Macintosh came out in 1984. He needed to recharge his batteries and get away from his supervisor, Bob Belville, whom he didn't like. One day he learned that Jobs had given out bonuses of up to $50,000 to engineers on the Macintosh team. So he went to Jobs to ask for one. Jobs responded that Belville had decided not to give the bonuses to people who were on leave. Hertzfeld later heard that the decision had actually been made by Jobs, so he confronted him. At first, Jobs equivocated. Then he said, "Well, let's assume what you are saying is true. How does that change things?" Hertzfeld said that if Jobs was withholding the bonus as a reason for him to come back, then he wouldn't come back as a matter of principle. Jobs relented, but it left Hertzfeld with a bad taste. When his leave was coming to an end, Hertzfeld made an appointment to have dinner with Jobs, and they walked from his office to an Italian restaurant a few blocks away. "I really want to return," he told Jobs, "but things seem really messed up right now." Jobs was vaguely annoyed and distracted, but Hertzfeld plunged ahead. "The software team is completely demoralized and has hardly done a thing for months, and Burl is so frustrated that he won't last till the end of the year." At that point, Jobs cut him off. "You don't know what you're talking about," he said. "The Macintosh team is doing great, and I'm having the best time of my life right now. You're just completely out of touch." His stare was withering, but he also tried to look amused at Hertzfeld's assessment. "If you really believe that, I don't think there's any way that I can come back," Hertzfeld replied glumly. "The Mac team that I want to come back to doesn't even exist anymore." "The Mac team had to grow up, and so do you," Jobs replied. "I want you to come back, but if you don't want to, that's up to you. You don't matter as much as you think you do anyway." Hertzfeld didn't come back.